Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second day of our lesson, Customer Troubles. Of course, we've been enjoying a conversation with Ben and his Uncle Bob, and we know that Ben has some customers who are a little bit difficult to work with. What's an example of a customer who is difficult to work with, Carolyn?
Well, yesterday we were learning about one negotiation strategy called the nibble.
Mm-hmm.
His customers would agree to a price quote, so they would agree on the amount they were going to pay, and right when they're about to make the deal, they'll ask for additional services. They'll ask questions like, oh, well, this is also included in this price,
mm-hmm.
right? And poor Ben didn't know what to do, and he would make the deal anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's right. Well, Uncle Bob had good advice for him. He said, well, maybe you need to show your customer a written price list that shows the cost of additional services and things like that. That's good advice. And Uncle Bob has more good advice for Ben in today's lesson. Let's get started now.
Customer Troubles.
I have another example.
Okay.
One of my customers always responds to a price quote by saying, you'll have to do better than that.
And you respond by lowering the price?
Right. But I always feel like I've lowered it too much.
That strategy is called the vice. The best way to handle it is to ask, how much better you'll have to do. That way, you don't end up in the downward spiral of negotiating against yourself by offering lower prices than necessary.
I see. I also have a customer who always responds to my prices by claiming he doesn't have that much money.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Welcome back for day two of our business article. What is the best way to deal with customers? We'll get some good advice from Uncle Bob today. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Vice. Vice is a noun. Try to get a better deal by using the vice strategy. Downward spiral. Downward spiral is a noun. Frank's business is in a downward spiral and keeps losing money. Manipulate. Manipulate is a verb. Don't listen to him. He is trying to manipulate you. Hostile. Hostile is an adjective. The crowd became hostile when the ice cream ran out. Your more information word is hot potato. Hot potato is a noun. Do you have any good advice on how to deal with hard customers? Share it with someone as we get started with our article.
Well, this is an interesting conversation between Ben and his Uncle Bob. Now, Gabe, before we start reading their lines, why don't we have a negotiation
mm-hmm.
on who will be who?
Okay, that sounds like a great idea. Okay, Carolyn?
Okay. Well, I guess I can make that concession. Okay.
Good use of those words, Carolyn. Okay, who starts here? Ah, me. Ben says, I have another example.
Okay.
Nice job, Carolyn. Nice job. Uncle Bob had one line. That's great.
Yes, that's okay. Right.
Ben says, one of my customers always responds to a price quote by saying, you'll have to do better than that.
Oh my, that doesn't sound like a very nice customer if all they say is, oh, you'll have to do better than that. And that brings us to the information cloud. Steve and Ken have something they would like to share with us on being cheap versus being frugal.
Cheap people and frugal people have one thing in common. They don't like to spend more money than they have to.
On the surface, these two adjectives appear interchangeable, but digging deeper, we find they're really quite different.
Okay, first, we should know that when we describe a person as cheap, it's not really a compliment.
No, cheap people are miserly and stingy. The thing they care about most is how much is it? Cheap people haggle, which comes across as being pushy and demanding.
In contrast, frugal people are concerned with price and quality. Frugal people bargain. If they don't get the price they want, they just won't buy the item.
Perhaps the biggest difference between cheap people and frugal people is how their desire to save money affects other people.
That's right. Cheap people usually influence those around them in a negative way. Their cheapness makes friends and family members feel annoyed, resentful, and embarrassed.
In contrast, frugal people put others above saving money. Many frugal people are actually frugal with themselves so that they have more opportunities to be generous with others.
So, what kind of person are you? Cheap or frugal?
今天这一课 Ben提到他有许多的客户会嫌他开的价钱太高， 这些客户我们可以将他们归类， 一个是cheap， 一个是frugal。 Cheap我们知道是便宜不值钱的， 但是用在人身上， cheap就等于stingy， 小气吝啬的意思。 一个cheap的人喜欢haggle杀价， 他也常常会令周遭的人感到受不了甚至丢脸。 而frugal呢， 是节俭的。 一个frugal的人会为了省钱去bargain议价， 但是呢，他会用省下来的钱帮助他人，对别人慷慨。 Cheap跟frugal， 你选择哪一个？ 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, which one are you? Are you cheap or frugal or neither? Well, right now it's Uncle Bob's line. Uncle Bob?
Oh, yes, thank you. And you respond by lowering the price?
Right. But I always feel like I've lowered it too much.
Oh, that could be a problem if you're in this situation where a customer says, oh, you need to lower your price, and he's not sure how much he needs to lower it, so he lowers it too much.
That's right.
Uncle Bob explains what that's called.
It's true, actually. This is called the vice. And when you lower the price that much, you're not making a lot of money. You're not making any profits. So that's not good for your business. Uncle Bob says that strategy... Wait a minute, you're Uncle Bob today.
I am. Now, I don't know what your strategy is there, Gabe, but this is my line. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That strategy is called the vice. And vice is a word from our word bank. Gabe, would you like to explain it?
Yes, of course. Thank you, Carolyn. A vice actually is a kind of tool that you use to clamp things together. It's very tight. It clamps them together very tight so that it stays together. Now, the idea here is that you're lowering your price so much that it's so close, maybe so close to the bottom. It's the vice. You're lowering their price much more than you want to.
Yes, so you're in a position and you're really not able to move. You want to make the deal and you have to lower the price, but you don't want to lower it too much. Oh, it's very difficult. Now, Uncle Bob continues, the best way to handle it is to ask how much better you'll have to do. That way, you don't end up in the downward spiral of negotiating against yourself by offering lower prices than necessary.
And that is very good advice from Uncle Bob. Okay, the question that you should ask is, how much better do I need to do? So then you let your customer say a price. All right? Then you can avoid this downward spiral. Let's take a look at those words from our word bank. A downward spiral. So a spiral is like a shape. I think of a tornado, actually. It's kind of got a spiral shape. Okay, round and kind of going down or up. But what's a downward spiral here, Carolyn?
Well, if you are in a downward spiral, that means that things keep getting worse and worse and worse as they go on. Maybe the economy is in a downward spiral. The economy keeps getting worse as time goes by. Now, you could also have an upward spiral where things keep getting better.
It's true, but I usually hear the phrase downward spiral more often. I sometimes think about people who are depressed or struggling with depression. Sometimes it's a downward spiral because things keep causing them to get more and more depressed. Okay, so now you know how to use this phrase in different ways. Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz, and here's today's grammar tip sentence. That way, you don't end up in the downward spiral of negotiating against yourself by offering lower prices than necessary. Notice the phrase at the beginning of the sentence, that way. Normally, we use that way to talk about directions like, do I go this way or that way? But in today's sentence, we're not talking about giving or asking for directions. Instead, that way is a short way of saying, if you follow what was just mentioned. In other words, Uncle Bob is telling Ben, if you do what was just mentioned, you won't end up in the downward spiral of negotiating against yourself by offering lower prices than necessary. Let's look at some examples. Pack your book bag before you sleep. That way, you will have one less thing to worry about in the morning. Or, always keep an extra umbrella at work. That way, you will be prepared in case it suddenly rains. Be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
I see. I also have a customer who always responds to my prices by claiming he doesn't have that much money. All right, so it seems like Ben has a lot of customer problems here, a lot of difficult customers. This is his next example of one, a customer who always responds to his prices by saying he doesn't have a lot of money. It sounds to me like this person is trying to get Ben to feel sorry for him.
That could be one strategy, trying to explain to someone, well, you know, I really can't afford this service. I need you to give me a lower price. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes it is true. Sometimes it is very true that a customer may not have enough money to afford that service, but they still want it and they think it's very important. And maybe you can give them a special price. Other times, though, people just say this, and it may not be true.
It's true. Well, I think that Uncle Bob has some good advice for Ben, but we're going to hear that after the break. For now, let's join Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 vice 这个名词。Vice 是指邪恶的行径、恶习或者是弱点，也可以拼成 V-I-C-E。例如 ,pride is one of his vices, 骄傲是他的缺点之一。或者是 ,the police successfully smashed a large vice ring, 警方成功地破获了一支庞大的犯罪组织。或者是 ,the reporter revealed the vice and corruption of the politician, 这位记者揭露了这个政客的恶劣行径及腐败。继续我们看的是 downward spiral 这个名词。Downward 是指向下的 ,spiral 是指螺旋，所以 downward spiral, 向下延伸的螺旋的意思就是指恶性循环。例如 ,lack of funds and high interest rates pushed him into a downward financial spiral, 资金缺乏再加上高的利率把它推向财务的恶性循环中。
Well, in today's lesson about customer troubles, Uncle Bob is giving his nephew Ben some very good advice. Of course, Ben has some problem customers. One of these customers always wants Ben to lower the price. And to lower the price to something that Ben does not think is a good idea at all, but he often lowers the price anyway. And he gets himself into this downward spiral with his customers. Well, Ben has some more problems, but Uncle Bob always has some good advice. Let's see what their conversation is like now.
Customer troubles.
Do you remember the game, Hot Potato?
Sure. You have to pass the hot potato to someone else before time runs out, right?
Right. That's what your customer is trying to do to you. He's trying to manipulate you by passing his problems on to you.
How can I prevent that?
Don't become hostile. Just pass one of your problems right back to the customer. Explain that you won't be able to complete the project for the money he's offering, or that you need the money for your children's education.
That's great. Thanks, Uncle Bob.
Glad to help, Ben.
Well, this is a very interesting conversation on negotiations. I hope Ben has learned something from his Uncle Bob. Now, let's go back to the beginning of this section in our conversation, and it's my line. Do you remember the game Hot Potato?
Before I say Ben's line, let's take a look at that phrase or that game, Hot Potato. Carolyn, have you ever played this game, Hot Potato?
I have played the game Hot Potato. It's where people have a potato, usually, that's quite hot.
Uh-huh.
Or you don't have to use a potato. You can use a ball or something.
Okay.
But there's music playing, and you pass the ball from one person to another, trying to get rid of it. And whoever is holding it when the music stops is out.
Oh.
You lose.
Okay, so that person is the loser if you're holding the hot potato. So your goal is not to have the hot potato. Okay, well, Ben also explains this here. He says, sure, you have to pass the hot potato to someone else before time runs out, right?
Right. That is another good way to explain the game, hot potato. So there's only a certain amount of time, and you want to get rid of that potato as quickly as possible so that you don't have it when time runs out. Now, Uncle Bob continues, right! That's what your customer is trying to do to you. He's trying to manipulate you by passing his problems onto you.
Very interesting. I think this is a common thing that people do. They like to manipulate. Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank, to manipulate. Now, to manipulate something means to get your way by maybe controlling a certain situation. It's not always a good thing, though. To manipulate usually has a negative connotation.
That's right. It usually means something a little bit bad. It can be good, but usually we think of it in a negative or dishonest way. You might say, don't let others manipulate you. It could also be a way of taking advantage of someone.
That's right. And often people manipulate us by playing with our emotions somehow. They say, well, wouldn't you feel better doing this? Or you should do this because of this reason. Even though you know it's not a good thing to do, they make you feel like you should do it. Okay, so there are many ways that people manipulate others, and especially if you're doing business deals, this can be something that happens frequently.
It is very true. Well, I think you have the next line, Ben.
Yes, of course. Well, how can I prevent that?
Oh, well, don't become hostile. It's very important.
Well, that word from our word bank is also very important. The word is hostile. And if you're hostile, that's kind of the opposite of friendly. Maybe you get angry or upset at the other person. You become hostile.
That's right. So you might start to argue with the other person. Actually, I use this example a lot when I was trying to change the date for my flight. The person I was talking to, the customer service representative, was very hostile toward me.
Really?
And started arguing with me.
Well, that's not very good customer service. If you do have a job that involves customer service, of course, it's not a good thing to be hostile. Try not to do that at all. There are other options, other ways you can deal with your customers that are not hostile.
That's right. So Uncle Bob says, don't become hostile because that's not a good way to deal with your customers. Just pass one of your problems right back to the customer. Explain that you won't be able to complete the project for the money he's offering, or that you need the money for your children's education.
Nice. That's pretty good advice, Uncle Bob. Okay, so like hot potato, you're passing the problem back to your customer. Of course, he has emotions, he has needs, but you also have needs, things that need to be done. Well, what does Ben say? That's great. Thanks, Uncle Bob.
Oh, glad to help, Ben. And I always enjoy these conversations between Ben and Uncle Bob. Ben has several problems in trying to start his new business with his wife, and Uncle Bob is able to give him a lot of good business advice.
It's true, and often over coffee. It's a great conversation. Well, I like Uncle Bob's last line here. He says, glad to help. So if you just helped somebody with their homework or a project or something else, you gave them advice, you could also use these words, I'm glad to help, or very happy to help.
That's right. So it was no problem. I don't mind at all. I was happy to help you. Glad to help.
Well, right now it's time for us to learn from Michelle in the language lab. She is always happy to help.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 manipulate 这个动词。M-A-N-I 这个字根有手的意思。所以 manipulate 是指操控或者是控制。例如 the movie star is good at manipulating the media to get the attention she wants. 这位电影明星善于操控媒体让自己得到想要的注意力。Manipulate 也指操作或控制某种机械。例如 pilots go through strict training in order to manipulate the controls on the panel in the cockpit. 飞行员经过严格的训练才能控制驾驶舱内仪表板上的各种控制钮。最后我们看的是 hostile 这个形容词。Hostile 是指怀有敌意的或者是不友善的，可以发成 hostile 或 hostile。例如 ，The boy is so hostile because he was physically abused for years。这个男孩因为多年来被肢体暴力对待，所以对人很有敌意。或者是 ，The people in that town are pretty hostile to outsiders。那个城镇的人民对外来者非常的不友善。Now I'll give the time back to our teachers。
Well, today we've been talking about customer troubles, and we talked about a game called Hot Potato. And I have a sweet potato right here, and it's still a little bit warm. We are going to play a little bit of a different version of the game, Hot Potato. So, Gabe, what I'm going to do is hand you this sweet potato.
Yes.
And then I'm going to ask you a question. You think of the answer. If you get it right, you can pass me the potato and then ask me a question.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, here you go.
All right. Ooh.
All right, let's go. So, a customer starts to yell at the salesperson.
Uh-huh.
Is this manipulation or is it being hostile?
That's being very hostile, Carolyn. Am
I
right?
You are right. They are not trying to manipulate. They are being hostile.
Hey, wait a minute. This sweet potato looks really good. I think I'll take a nibble. But first, we should say goodbye.
Oh, well, yes. Thank you for joining us here on Studio Classroom for our lesson. We will see you next time.
See you then.